One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is the parable of the sower. It talks about how little things turn into big results. That's the topic of a new book by Pastor Mike Novotny called What's Big Starts Small, 6 Ways to Grow Great Faith. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd.
Mike, it's true, right? We all want big results, but we have to be willing to do those little things every day to get those results, right?
Yeah, that's so true. We all want to do big things and change the world and be amazing at whatever, but so often it's just those little things that you protect and prioritize that become something big in the end.
And this parable of Jesus, the parable of the sower, is just so amazing. Do you find yourself going back to this parable often?
Yeah, you know, it's a kind of meandering journey how the book ended up being all about that. But the short version of the story is I ended up doing this incredibly deep dive on the 3 versions of the parable of the sower that you find in the Bible. And it was just this really simple, profound concept that helped me understand why so often I feel stuck in my faith. And like, I want to have this big, great faith, but stuff gets in the way and I don't really know what's happening. And I found in this parable, Jesus gives the really easy to follow guide that gives the answer to that big question.
Well, it must be important because this parable shows up in 3 out of 4 gospels.
Yeah. It's like, if you missed it in Matthew, here it is in Mark. And if you missed it the first 2 times, here it is again in Luke. So yeah, it actually gets more word count than any of the 30 parables that Jesus told in the entire Bible.
And Jesus used farming. Do you think this was something that he talked about because it was so relatable to the people at the time?
Yeah, I mean, he's just obviously connecting with the average person on the street. And it's pretty interesting. It's just a timeless, I mean, if you would have chosen like the latest musical technology or, you know, architectural technology, that stuff just changes so fast. But the way that nature works just feels timeless. And so a gardener in 2022 can relate to this story about a seed way back in 30 AD.
And you talk about these parables helping you to get your faith unstuck. So what does it mean to have faith that's stuck? What did it mean for you?
Yeah, you know, Jesus' simple analogy is that God's word is like a seed. And there's 2 things I know. I'm a terrible gardener, so I actually ripped my garden out 1 or 2 years ago. It was so bad. But I do know these 2 simple things about a seed. The first is that a seed has just insane potential. You know, it looks so small, but wow, it can grow. And, you know, 1 little tomato seed can produce a big tomato. That would be shocking. But the fact that it can produce dozens and dozens of them is just insane. And Jesus is saying that about God's word. You know, 1 little verse, I'm not sure if you've had this experience, like 1 church service just so speaks to your heart, or, you know, 1 little scripture, even 1/2 of a verse becomes your life verse that you go back to time and time again, or a song on the radio just speaks to you in a personal way. So yeah, that's this first big thing you need to know, that it might seem small, but what you hear next Sunday or when you open your Bible can become something exponentially big.
Well, the subtitle of your book is 6 Ways to Grow Great Faith. Are we limited to 6? How did you pick that?
Yeah, I limited myself to the story that Jesus told. So he kind of lists, you know, we think of a hot sun or dry ground or the birds being the threats to seeds. He actually lists 6 threats in this story: pride, pain, worries, the deceitfulness of wealth, wanting other things, and not waiting for the seed to grow. Yeah, so in the book, I give a chapter to each of those 6 threats and then try to provide some really concrete and practical ways for Christians to get past them, you know, to water the seed, to pull the weeds, so that that seed reaches the full potential that God intends.
Well, with all of those 6 challenges, which one do you think we deal with mostly in the world that we find ourselves in?
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus actually lumps 3 of the 6 into 1 word picture. He says sometimes the seed starts to grow, but it gets choked out by the weeds and the thorns. You know, there's just too much going on in the soil for that seed to truly thrive. And he says there's actually 3 things that can do that to you: the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things. And to me, that felt so practical. Like, let's say I go to church, I'm a married guy, right? So let's say the church service, the seed is, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. If I'm just squeezing that church service into a busy life, and then I'm running after work and, you know, sports and scrolling on whatever social media, and I don't actually have time or space to put that teaching into practice, I mean, am I going to be a fruitful husband? Well, obviously not. My wife didn't just want me to hear, oh yes, I can check the box, husbands should love their wife, fill in the blank, as Jesus loved the church. So both God's promises and his commandments for us, require actually some time and energy, just like a seed needs a good amount of soil in the ground to grow. And I think that's something we forget in our kind of busy North American lives. We're pushing, making a little bit of space for our spiritual lives. But Jesus is saying it might actually take more time than you think if at the end of the day, great faith and joy and peace and trust in God is what you want the most.
His book is called What's Big Starts Small, 6 Ways to Grow Great Faith by Pastor Mike Novotny. And you can catch up with him at Time of Grace Ministry. Mike Novotny, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thanks for having me.